Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, renewable energy fund manager Q Energy, part of Qualitas Equity, via borrowing vehicle Lomu Directorships, has signed a bridge loan to finance the acquisition of the 49-megawatt Africana Energia CSP project in Spain. Over on our third-party news tracker service, Macquarie's Green Investment Group and Enso Energy have formed a joint venture to develop a pipeline of solar and battery projects across England and Wales. The African Development Bank has agreed €29.4 million in financing from the European Union for an interconnection project between Chad and Cameroon. And South Korea's state-run utility firm Korea Electric Power Corp. has approved a project to build two units of coal power plants in Indonesia, despite controversies over profitability and the environment. Over in the commodity finance space, Royal Dutch Shell said it will write down between $15 billion and $22 billion in the second quarter, as the company gave investors a wider glimpse of just how severely the coronavirus crisis has hit big oil. Canada's Stellar Africa Gold has signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding with Altus Strategies regarding the acquisition of Altus's Zenula and Prico Gold project in the Ivory Coast. And the EU needs to transform its coal mining regions into the source of minerals for clean technology, such as cobalt and rare earths, if it is to meet its climate goal and curb import reliance, a senior official said. And finally, in the trade finance space, N26 has announced an extension to its partnership with international payments group TransferWise to offer a wider range of options for foreign currency transfers. Preparations for the replacement of LIBOR with risk-free reference rates have progressed despite the coronavirus pandemic, Fitch Ratings says. And the EIB will provide financing of €20 million to Forto, a digital freight service and supply chain management provider headquartered in Berlin. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.